Evening all. Okay, so the waters have been muddied. Now I'm doing this on Audioboo because there are, or at least were, people following me on the other, don't follow me on Twitter. And so I thought, well, I'll carry on my little series, for want of a better word, on Audioboo. Hopefully this will be the last in my series about my dilemma. I discover now that the iPad Mini has stereo speakers, apparently. And it's a thing I've missed since not having a Nokia phone. I mean, I don't always wear headphones. I love wearing headphones, but it's not always the most convenient way. I just grab my device and, you know, do stuff with it. And especially when I'm working and I want to answer the phone, just put the device down quick, pick the phone up. I don't want any extra things to either pluck out of my ears or whatever. So, I've missed that because the iPhone doesn't have stereo speakers. My Nexus doesn't have stereo speakers. In fact, I don't know what phones do have stereo speakers. I think there's one Samsung Music phone or something that does. Anyway, that's beside the point. I don't have one with stereo speakers, so an iPad Mini with stereo speakers could be a real luxury. And although I was talking about using it for internet radio, the iPod, because that's one thing, I like a small device. I know I do it on this as well, but if this is on charge and I want to be somewhere else to listen to a station, then I've got a choice of another device, and that should still be able to happen on the iPad. I don't see why not. I've not tested it on my iPad, but I can't see any reason why it won't work. Why the OOTunes or OOTunes, whatever you call it, won't work. So, but the number one thing that I wanted a smaller iOS device for, because I have an iPad too, I wanted something a bit smaller, was for tweeting. Like for tweeting in bed, for lying in bed and tweeting. Because I like to tweet, my favourite way is using an iOS device. So that's just the way I'm made, I guess. Well, I find it more, it's just more satisfactory. I find I can get through the tweets, I can do it quickly, and there's just other reasons, but I know I often write them on my Android, but that's often with me, and that's different. For reading them, give me an iOS device at the moment. I haven't tried every Twitter app in the universe under Android or iOS, but I've always been happy with Tweetlist, and it still is. Out of the two that I use, which is one on Tweetlist on iOS, and the Plume on Android. Well, yeah, the Plume's fine, but I just find it smoother on iOS with Tweetlist. That's just me. I know there are many, many tweet apps I could try, I'm sure, but, you know, that's me. I like what I have, and that's it. So, yeah, the number one thing is for tweeting, and I often click through to websites. Well, some of the stuff is in stereo, I know that. And it would be nice to just, you know, yeah, well, have stereo speakers. So, yeah, maybe. Okay, so that's going to be it. I'm sure this should be the end, hopefully, of my series. For want of a better word. Okay. Cheerio, all.
Publish button. Just read pause checkbox. Ticked.